You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast here again at William Hill. It's Thursday, 14th of June. And Thursday can only mean one thing in Ireland. That's an evening card at Leopardstown. We've got seven races for you to cover here on the programme, beginning at 6 o'clock with a two-year-old maiden, ending with quite a nice-looking race, actually, to be fair. It's a conditions race, or members race, maiden, for horses that, say, have been playing their trade in much better company over hurdles. So it's almost like a hurdle, a national flat race, if that makes any sense at all. We've got group action smack bang in the middle of the programme as well, in the shape of the Ballycora Stakes, which has brought together a nice, decent field, and some good handicaps and big fields abound to keep us entertained here tonight at the Dublin track. We begin, as I said, with a two-year-old contest over six furlongs, and the standard bearer here, without a shadow of a doubt, is National Guard from the Aidan O'Brien stable. He's run a couple of times and improved upon his first run, as is often the case with one of Aidan's, when he finished fourth behind Indigo Balance in what's turning out to be a very hot maiden at the Curragh on the 27th of May. The winner, Indigo Balance, goes to the Coventry with high hopes of running well there for the Jessica Harrington stable. And we've already seen the form of that race work out particularly well. The second, Decrypt, from the Pat Toomey Yard, has won since. And also Joseph O'Brien's Dom Carlos, who was fifth in that race. He won at the same two-day meeting at the Curragh also last weekend. So there's a bit of substance to the race. The time figure is very good. One of my better times in Ireland, I must admit. Indigo Balance would certainly be up there with the first three or four in the pecking order over there in Ireland. So National Guard in finishing fourth, and more incidentally ahead of North Wind and Dark Ash, I think we'll take quite a bit of beating here if he runs to that level. He just looked a little bit one pace. I actually think he wants a bit further, to be honest. He just got outspeeded by quicker types. Parker's Hill, I thought he shaped particularly well on his debut at Nace, and he'll improve. But whether he'll improve enough to beat National Guard, who should get a nice positive ride from the front, is very much open to debate.
Race 2.
On to the 6:30. Quite a tricky little maiden here, because we've got several horses that have run quite promisingly in races of this nature. And we've also got the most intriguing runner of the night in many respects, this Scroib Noir from the Jim Bolger stable. Now, Jim is certainly not one for holding back when he's got a horse who he thinks is fairly useful. And from finishing third, and a promising third at that, in a maiden at Nace, he chucked her in really deep in the Group 1 Irish 1,000 Guineas, when she didn't get too badly disgraced, actually. She only got beaten 9 lengths by Alpha Centauri. And in the context of what she'd done previously, just had the one run, to run as well as she did has got to be very much considered a decent effort by this three-year-old filly. Obviously, this is a major, major step down in class. So if you take that first run at face value and think, well, you know, the third to Broadway alone, Aidan O'Brien's charge, it should be good enough here. She's obviously already probably run to a level close into the 90s. She's got a good low draw as well. She looks quite a nice filly, fairly straightforward. And more importantly, the Jim Bolger team are in good nick. But we should mention one or two others as well. Proud and Elated, she's been knocking at the door. I certainly think she's got to be sort of considered from an each-way perspective. And this Quinn's Red Rose as well, from the Michael O'Callaghan stable, she really did catch the eye down in Gower on her debut when she came from a long, long way back to finish a never near a third. And there's quite a bit of promise in that, because I do think Dermot Wells' horse, who won the race, Cleek, is a pattern horse in the making. So I suppose if you got, like, gave me a bet in this race, I'd probably go Quinn's Red Rose each way, albeit the draw just slightly puts me off.
Race number 3.
On to the 7:05 then, the big race of the night, the Ballycora Stakes, Group 3 status, and all eyes here on St Patrick's Day here, making its eagerly awaited debut for the Aidan O'Brien stable. Now, Aidan has obviously acquired quite a few horses over from America as he went shopping throughout the winter. And Merchant Navy was a similar type, who won a Group 2 contest for him at the Curragh the other week. And they're all intents and purposes, this St Patrick's Day should follow suit. He was obviously a very decent horseman trained by Bob Baffert. He was good enough to win a very decent maiden special weight when we last saw him at Delmar in very, very impressive fashion. And the fact that Aidan O'Brien has pitched him in straight into group company suggests that we can expect a decent run tonight. He's got the tongue tie on for the first time, just to tidy him up in that department. And let's face it, he's running against what we could only consider as a fairly workaday field for Group 3 standards in this particular race. Probably look at Smash Williams and think, well, he's the obvious alternative. I wouldn't be a massive fan of True Valor. I think he's a little bit one-paced and hasn't got too much scope, whereas Smash Williams, to be fair to him, I actually think he's run really well on more than one or two occasions. He was a good fifth behind the aforementioned Merchant Mavie when last seen. He's run well here in the past, and he's quite a handy type, actually. So I think if you're looking for a bet for me here, I'd either go Smash Williams each way or without the favourite there in the 7.05.
Race 4.
On to the 7.35 then. Yeah, quite a tight little race here. We've got several horses coming here in great form. The likes of Bucky, Larson, Rapture's Delight and Dream Words have all won on their last start. So we've got fresh form, if you like, to get our teeth into. The one I like out of that tree I mentioned is Dream of Words, who won on debut this season at Garran. Bombed out next time out at the Curra, but it wouldn't be the first horse that's ever bombed out at the Curra. And then was back on form the other day when returning to a tight left-handy track at Roscommon. The feature of that race of the night was the strong pace, and this horse certainly benefited from that. And it's quite coincidental that this horse, his two victories have both come when the tempo has been very, very quick. So if they go a good gallop here tonight, this filly by Dream Ahead will certainly come into her own. I think the track will suit her. And like I say, with the Bulger horse in good form, ran about 7-2. Dream of Words will do for me in the 7.35.
Race 5.
On to the 8.05, then a rated race over a mile and a quarter. And I'll be quite keen on a couple here. I think Claregate Street will go well. He ran really well down in the Curra the other day in what can only be described as a very competitive handicap, won by R-Ed. R-Ed probably didn't cover himself a glory when he went back to the track over the weekend, but he's not the most consistent of types. And I think this filly, who was quite impressive at Dundalk the time before, has certainly got quite a bit of scope for improvement. She's quite a big, tall 4-year-old by Helmet, who I think will improve as the season goes on. And around about 3-1, sort of 7-2 this morning, thought she was a worthy favourite. The other one I mentioned was Crafted Jewel. Now, she was involved in a very strongly run race down in Garran the other day, which went the way of Ad Modem, who literally came from last to first from another postcode to win. But again, the time figure of that race was very strong, and she just got done for foot for me over the mile trip against quicker horses. She ran well here the time before when she was just blown away to Cobwebs after a 281-day layoff when seventh behind Beach Wedding. And to be fair, she's run quite well on the three visits she's run here at the Dublin track. So Sheila Lavery's Crafted Jewel, the big grey there, I also think will run well, along with Claregate Street in the 8.05.
Race number 6.
Now, on to the 8.35, and this is probably the hardest race on the card, without a shadow of a doubt. I could fancy 4 or 5 here. I desperately wouldn't have a bet. I was trying to look for a bet and an angle into it, but in the end, I couldn't find one. So I'm going to mention 3 or 4 that I think will go well and then come up with a final selection. Circling Moon did really well the other day to win down in Garran. That was his first positive display, let's say, for a while. And with the Johnny Murta horse in good form and having his now second run for that stable, I'd certainly expect him to continue to improve. But the big eye-catcher in that race was Trump Card. Now, he'd be my number one choice in this race had he not got the coffin box in stall number 18 right out the wing. He came from a long, long way back at Garran, certainly to suggest that he's running himself into form. And don't forget, this horse is a course winner as well over a mile and a half. So I'd certainly expect Trump Card to go well. As I said, that draw just slightly puts me off. He's going to have to work hard to get some kind of good, decent track position from there. Hurricane Sky was really impressive here the last day. He stepped up markedly on his first run, but he did catch the eye when finishing seventh behind Karaka in one of those apprentice races. And it didn't surprise me. Like I say, he went forward quite nicely. He's bound to run well. And the other one to mention as well, he's, of course, Remy D, representing the Joseph O'Brien stable, who's in red-hot form at the moment. He got a lovely ride the other night by Shami Heffernan down in the Curra when he dictated matters from the front, kicked on and got his field on the stretch. He'd run well here the time before as well when finishing second. So all in all, I do think probably Remy D is a worthy market leader, but The prices, I'll probably just say, Circling Moon from the informed Johnny Murta stable shouldn't be dismissed here just because, you know, he kind of like got an advantageous run through against Trump Card the other night. Those would be the two out of that Garen race I'd be looking to get with.
And the final race.
On to the 905, and the standard bearer here, without a shadow of a doubt, if you look at his hurdle form and his potential, is Nessun Dorma from the Willie Mullen stable. Which could be a little bit of a coincidence bet for those that do like to follow certain themes. Of course, it's the start of the World Cup today, and of course, Nessun Dorma was the theme for Italia 90. So, for those of you who do like to play, I think Pimlott would probably be on something like that. But he's been a bit disappointing, to be fair, over hurdles, albeit he's run to a fair level on occasions. I just think it's been down to the ground. He's absolutely been hating soft all testing conditions. And if you look at his flat form, and most of his form in his career, all his best efforts have been on a good surface. So tonight, if they don't get too much of the rain, I think it's supposed to clear up during the rest of the afternoon, then he should be fine. But away from him, I think quite a few of these are quite closely matched on some of their hurdles form. The likes of Great Trango, Mount Beckham, Top of the Ra, Ask Susan, they're all much of a muchness. And I certainly think you shouldn't be dismissing away in the West here, totally out of hand. I see she's available to back at double figure odds this morning. I'd probably make her one of her my strongest bets on the card here at the prices. She took quite a long time to get her head in front. But if you have a look at her form closely, she's run against some very, very strong mares race. And don't forget, she finished third at the Punchestown Festival in a very good race behind Dawn's Shadow. She had really good horses in behind her that day. And then she went on to run really well next time out behind another horse of Jessica Harrington's called Holding Pattern, the third time to get. Went on to win last night at Punchestown, so that form's good. And then she won a very competitive mares Ballinrobe handicap hurdle the other night in pretty impressive fashion. Again, beating a very good informed field. The likes of Presenting Marla, Flavia, Lorena, Dawn Shadow was in that, Like an Open Book. I mean, I had a bet in that race, and I could tell you that the winner won very easy. I was very impressed with her. And she's like I say, she ships up here in great form. She's got the monkey off her back now. She's won. She's 12 to 1 this morning, 10 12 to 1. I think that's a massive each way price for a horse that'll handle conditions. She's well drawn, and she's obviously got Robbie Deegan on board as well for the Pat Fahey stable. So, away in the West, probably my strongest bet on the card, I think, at the prices anyway, if you can get double figure odds. Thanks very much then for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Sadly, there won't be an Irish podcast now until Sunday, when we're going to be taking a look at the 7-race flat programme at Cork, beginning at 2:20. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.